Greetings, everyone. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, whatever your time zone might be. So today, we start to turn, or we invite you to start turning your attention, your awareness, your intention in these concentric circles that I mentioned yesterday, turning ever so gently from our dear being, our easy being, to ourselves, this dear being whom we often forsake for another. To say it is skillful in your sittings, if it is needed, to start with the dear being, if it's needed to prime the pump, and to turn to yourself. And maybe for some of you, it's easy already to be with yourself as we turn, then you can stay with this being who is me, without needing to prime the pump. And all the categories are important. They're delicious, I would say, when one is exploring them. They can seem so nourishing to bring different beings, different objects to mind and wish them well. And perhaps the self, this being who is me, is the foundation. If we can fill our own cup, if our own cup is full with metta, there is a sense of acceptance for this being just as they are, as he, she, they are in this moment, this being who is me, born of causes and conditions. There can be an acceptance, a love, and at times even forgiveness might arise, or the need for it. It's the foundation of the other categories. So it's an important one. Perhaps the most important one, since it's the foundation. So in the guided meditation, the guided invitations, I will again start priming the heart, priming the pump, with our dear being, and then turn to ourselves, invite us to turn to ourselves. So let's begin. Let's begin to move and shift into our meditation posture, whether it's on a chair, on a cushion, starting our formal practice as a sangha together. Turning the gaze inward. Turning our gaze inward, which often means closing our eyes, if that's comfortable. Or for some reason, it's more comfortable for the eyes to stay open. Let the gaze be low, really low, just like a slit open. with light coming in, not looking out, but receiving light. Say if you're sleepy, and you can have the eyes open just a slit, looking down, not straight. And if you're feeling awake, comfortable, closing the eyes, turning the gaze inward, inward into the body. Oh, body. Embodied. Embodied practice. The E from grace, G-R-A-C-E, embodiment. Landing, arriving in this moment again and again. Every moment a new arrival, every moment of this life being alive is a new arrival. A, the A of grace, arriving. Ah, releasing, relaxing into the body. Relaxing the body, releasing any tension, tightness. Ah, connecting with the breath. Feeling your feet. Bottom of your feet connected to the earth. Connecting with the sensations of your sit bones, your bottom on the cushion. Earth on earth. This body, earth, solidity. Released, releasing, relaxing onto the earth in lieu of the cushion or the chair. Here. Dear body. Feeling the breath move through the body, sensations of breathing. Each breath like a lullaby, calming, soothing, grounding here. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Calming, soothing here, darling, here. And it can be helpful to notice the breath in your lower abdomen, in your trunk, in your heart center, in your body. Received, released, As if it were opening the chambers of your heart. This mansion that is your heart, the proverbial heart center. With its rooms, with its chambers. And inviting your easy, your dear being. With whom you've been sharing space yesterday, it's heart space, inviting them into your heart space. Hi, happy to see you. See what happens when they show up. What happens in your body? Is there any shift that you notice? Some shift in your mind? Maybe a smile shows up on your face when you really see them. In their fullness of being. Breathing with them, sharing space with them, and sharing your goodwill, which may just be this shift that you notice, this gladness that arises, the sense of warmth perhaps, or appreciation, or maybe feeling safe in their presence. If the phrases arise, you can share the phrases softly in the background of your mind. Let the emphasis be on the feeling if it's possible, for the phrases to be toned down if possible. The long form, the short form, may you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be happy. May you be happy and joyful. Joy in your heart, dear one. I wish you happiness. Perhaps in your mind's eye for a moment, seeing them. With gladness. A tableau. So that your words can connect with an image. May you be healthy and strong, dear one, perhaps adding as much as possible or available to you. And the fourth raise. For this dear being you've invited. May you have ease. May your life unfold with ease, dear one. Continuing with the phrases, the long, the short form, whatever is appropriate for you right now, for your own version, for your dear being. It might be helpful to synchronize, let it be synchronized, the phrases with your breath. As if the breath was flowing out of the heart center, entering and flowing out of your heart. Each breath blessing them with the wish of metta, goodwill, kindness. You can experiment. And now, as you see in your mind's eye, as much as possible, as well as possible, your dear being. Now, allow yourself to be seen through their eyes, switching perspectives. As if you were behind their eyes, your awareness looking at you, this being who is you from their perspective. Let yourself be seen. How do they see you? With love, with care, with respect, with tenderness. Let yourself be touched. Let yourself be touched by the way they see you. Let your heart be moved by the way you are seen through their eyes. Let them hold you dear. Let yourself be touched. And see how there is metta, kindness, goodwill, love, warmth, whatever nuances you feel that they have for you. They want you to be well. They wish you goodness. I wish you safety, happiness, health and ease. It's natural for them. They hold you with these wishes naturally. Now let's imagine them saying these phrases and us receiving them, allowing ourselves to receive. Imagine them saying, "Oh dear one, may you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. And let yourself receive this gift, as if you are a sponge. Let yourself soak it in. Ah, may I be safe. May I be safe. May this being who's me be safe." Adding your own wish to it. Then seeing your dear being, wishing you happiness. I wish you happiness, they're wishing you. May you be happy and joyful. Let yourself receive that wish. Ah, let it land. May I be happy. May I have joy in my heart. See if it supports you to put and your palm in your heart center to really receive, to connect with receiving these wishes for yourself. May I be happy and joyful. This being who is me, I wish this for myself too. See your dear being wishing you health. May you be healthy and strong in your body, dear one. Ah, as if you're breathing this wish in, this goodness in, soaking it in. Ah, breathing it in. May I be healthy. What a beautiful wish. May I be healthy and strong. Letting their wish resonate like a tuning fork. The wish that comes like music, your body like tuning fork. With the breath, ah, may I be healthy and strong. And the fourth wish, see them wishing it for you. May your life unfold with ease. May you have ease. May you take care of yourself happily, dear one. Ah, receiving it, breathing it in, soaking it up in your body. What does it feel like to receive this wish for ease? May I have ease. May this being who's me, I wish myself ease also. Staying embodied, feeling your limbs, your body, your heart center. The presence of this dear being with their goodwill for you, bringing up, awakening your own goodwill for yourself. May this being who is me, may I be safe. Letting yourself receive it. May I be happy and joyful. May I be healthy and strong. And may my life unfold with ease. May I have ease. Regardless of circumstances, may I have ease. Regardless of circumstances. Whatever the challenges inside this body, outside this body, noise, etc., may I have ease. May I be with ease. Ah, may I be with ease. The midst of it all. Continuing, embodied, the presence of your dear being, giving you metta and you joining your own voice, wishing yourself goodness, care with love, with acceptance. If at any moment the judgmental mind rears its head and judges you, saying, oh, you don't deserve this. Who are you to wish yourself well? You should wish it for others, or you're not worthy. Smilingly see the judgmental mind as this tape, as this recurrent voice has no power, really. You don't have to believe it. It's just an opinion. You can say thank you for your opinion. Don't let it get in your way, the way of the goodness, the magnificence. That is this being that is you, shining, shining. Reconnecting, connecting with your goodness, inner goodness. By planting seeds of goodness, wishing well for yourself. Let it be easeful. Let it be gentle. Let each wish be like a drop of medicine or a drop of water on dry land. Gentle, gentle like water. Soaking your heart, your body, your mind, drop by drop. It's okay to use some variation. For example, if your body isn't in full health right now, you can add as much as possible to the physical well-being phrase if you wish. Or even longer, or even linger longer with any one phrase that's really coming alive. It's okay. It's all right. Maybe it's, may I have ease? Or may I be happy? Or another invocation. May I love and accept myself just as I am. May I love and accept myself just as I am in this moment. Your dear being, easy being, can stay in the wings if it's supportive for them to be a touchstone of care and metta for you in your heart space. Or you can bow to them and say, thank you. I've got this now. And continue for yourself. See what's supportive for you. There's no right or wrong. It's a cultivation practice with creativity. May all beings everywhere cherish themselves dearly and wake up to their own goodness. Thank you all. So one thing I wanted to share is I trust you have heard loud and clear the leaf blowers, the trash collectors, they were congregating this morning around my space. Some heard them, some didn't, but no, you didn't hear them. Oh, well, I was going to share a teaching with respect to that anyway, that I intentionally do not turn off the mic during those incidences for two reasons. One is that for some people who do hear kind of the static a little bit and then they hear nothing, they think their internet has dropped off and they get agitated. They open their eyes like, what happened? They see that, oh, I've muted myself. So that's one reason. But the other one really is a matter of a teaching. Because meditation and cultivation is not supposed to happen when conditions are perfect. It's not supposed to happen. Oh, yeah, quiet, be quiet. I'm meditating. No, we are doing this cultivation, this work to have ease in the midst of all circumstances, especially with metta. You might be at a doctor's office where you are wishing yourself well. May I have ease? May I be safe? May I be well, this body, this dear body? Wishing yourself well, wishing others well. And it's, you know, there's sounds and, you know, there's a lot happening. Or in daily life, you might be actually driving with your eyes open and wishing others well, driving together with you. So this practice in the midst of life, it's not supposed to be artificially everything quiet and silent. Not to say that you put yourself in the middle of noise or turn on the radio in order to have noise. I'm not suggesting that either. Just whatever arises, if your space is quiet, lovely, beautiful. You can practice in quiet and silence. If there is noise, lovely. You can practice with whatever conditions are arising. So with our practice today, turning towards ourselves, again, we started with our dear being and prime the pump of our heart with them. And then we turned to ourselves, imagining that they are wishing us well and joining our own voice. And again, in your practice, you can continue to start with them, or if there's already connection with metta for yourself, you can just start there. That's okay too. Or if you need more support, you can have a circle of benefactors, which is a lovely, lovely practice that I love and sometimes lead, which is you can conjure up many people who care, whom you care about or care for you, and have them give you metta for you to be in the middle of the circle and then join your voice to them. So there's so many ways to be creative with this practice. But what is important is today, as you walk, as you feed yourself, whatever you do, treat this being the way you would treat a beloved other. How do you treat a beloved other? Someone whom you really care about. You give them the best, right? You give them your best. You're patient with them. You're kind with them. You pamper them even a little bit. Again, I'm not suggesting that you go off the retreat and just eat bonbons all day, but there's a sense of care. There's a sense of tenderness that you have towards a beloved other. Can you have that sense of care towards this beloved other that is yourself, this being that is you? So that is the invitation. You take yourself for a walk today outside or inside in formal meditation practice, formal walking. Oh, dear one. Yeah, walking together. And also with the phrases, I've found that the long form that I've offered, the long form is helpful when you're trying to connect, really connect and feed the fire of metta. And then it seems too long. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. After a while, okay, yes, the fire's going. And then feels like, oh yes, may I be safe. That's enough. That brings that waters the seeds. And at some point you will find this for yourself. At some point, it feels that even that's too much. And it will become one word. Perhaps synchronized with your breathing. Safe, happy, healthy, ease. And at some point, it might happen, it may not. Any word seems like too much, and the words drop all together, and the feeling, the sense, you're resting in metta. I'll share with you that I've done this practice for so long that, say, when I go to bed at night and there's a sense of spaciousness, the words just comes like it's a lovely, beautiful song that just happens in the background. Safe, happy, healthy, ease. It just plays like, oh yeah, here it is. And of course, the words bring the feeling, bring the metta, the connection. Just they build upon each other. The feeling, the words, the embodiment, the visualization, all of that, they work together. So, as a way of also caring for yourself today, I want to go back, as folks have asked this, about the invitation or our ask to keep the camera on as much as possible. And again, remember that's a soft ask. That's a soft ask. It's not keep your camera. It's like, if it's supportive, if it will be supportive for others and you, unless it's not. And if it's not, please take care of yourself. Please turn the camera off if, say, for some intense emotions might come up, grief might come up, tears might come up, and there could be for some a desire to turn off the camera. And that's okay. That's okay. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. It's okay. It's okay. We balance taking care of the Sangha with taking care of ourselves. Both and. Neither of them trumps the other necessarily. Well, actually, maybe taking care of yourself does trump. Yes, I would say that. Taking care of yourself does trump. I would say that definitely. Yep. Yeah. Take care of yourself, especially today, as we are really leaning into self-metta. So, today, the practice discussions start. So if you have not signed up for a practice discussion, please, please sign up right away, because they start at 9:45 when the session ends. When it ends in 6 minutes, they start in 15 minutes, the first group, and an hour and 15 minutes after that. So make sure you are signed up. And please double, triple check to see when you have signed up. It's become a bit of a mess when people miss their practice discussions. So please, please check to see when you have signed up. And it's easy to lose track of days. I've lost track of days on a retreat before. Wait, it's Tuesday already? So please double check. So, and also would like to ask you to arrive to the practice discussions a few minutes, maybe a couple minutes early, and you'll be waiting in the waiting room. And when everyone is there, we'll be checking, Diana and myself will be checking. We each have practice discussions with small groups this morning, two separate groups. And we'll be checking when all of you are there, then we'll open the room so that we all arrive together and begin together. So please start a couple of minutes early and know that you'll be waiting and meditating in the waiting room so that the Sangha starts together. And Tanya, in her role, in her training role, will be sitting on practice discussions to observe in the next few days. And today, she will be sitting in with me in my practice discussion, so you know. Also, Tanya will be offering one-on-one practice discussions this afternoon. And there are two slots offered. It's a small retreat, so there are two slots offered. And they open up right after this, after we end in 4 minutes at 9:45 at the end of the session. So the idea is this, to offer some support if you're having trouble, there's something that's really you're struggling with, then please feel free to sign up and speak with Tanya. She's very skilled. And yet we have held off to opening them kind of late today and also offering only a couple, because we would like to encourage independence in the Dharma, independence in the Dharma. I can't tell you how many times when I was a new practitioner years and years ago, I would get into these spaces. I didn't know what to do. And I would write a note to the teacher like, help, help, or sign up for something. And by the time the sign up time came, like, I've already figured it out. Or by the time the teacher would be busy, would respond to me in my note, in a note, like, I had figured it out. I'm like, oh yeah, that's what I figured out too. Thank you. So with that figuring it out and not getting the answer from the teacher first, there's a sense of confidence that builds up, sense of confidence that yes, that this can be worked out. I can figure this out. And yet, of course, it's helpful to check in with a teacher, especially if you've been sitting with it and it's been not being resolved or it's revealing itself to you. So it's a both and, not to say don't talk to a teacher, just independent the Dharma. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, right? We'd be reading books or you'll be figuring it out. And at the same time, not to perhaps rush to get an answer from a teacher, but sitting with it. With on your own. And you know this, many of you know this already, saying what you know already. So with that, the two spots that are offered with Tanya, have discretion. What is supportive for your practice right now? Is it supportive to sit with something? Or yeah, no, this is really hard. I need support with this. And please, please sign up and talk with Tanya. Okay, I hope that's clear. So, dear friends, wishing you a wonderful, wonderful day of practice with this being who is myself. Wow, amazing. See whom I found on this chair. So, enjoy yourselves, enjoy metta for yourself. Take good care. See some of you in 15 minutes.